visit William Bunker's Community Foundation.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
As Tuesday, November 5th approaches, the Pacifica Network is preparing to bring you relevant and resonant election night coverage. The coverage will include discussion of the most salient issues of this election cycle, as well as updates on down-ballot races, state and local initiatives, and on-the-ground reporting from coast to coast. Voter suppression, Palestine, the economy, immigration, abortion rights, and so much more are at stake with this presidential election. November 5th, 8 p.m. until midnight, you'll hear analysis, discussion, and community voices from around the country presented by the Pacifica Network. The day after, November 6th, Verna Avery Brown hosts What's at Stake, the morning after post-election coverage. That's Tuesday, November 5th, 8 p.m., and Wednesday, November 6th, 9 a.m., election coverage, as only WPFW can present it. WPFW, presenting a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW, Washington.
Happy Monday, good people, and you are listening to A Gay Old Time with Awesome Rita and Daffo.
I'm Awesome Rita.
And I'm Daffo, and we are going to have a gay old time tonight. We are a part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. And the number to call in, just in case you want to call in, because we want you to call in, is 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Yo, welcome back to a second show of A Gay Old Time. You know, with Awesome Rita and Daffo, we're happy to be back here with you all. Awesome. Tell the people what we're talking about this evening.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be back. So very happy. Second show of many, I hope and pray. On WPFW radio. But yes, greetings and salutations, beautiful people. Happy motivating Monday. We have made it back to the week. Another month, you know, we made it on God's wake up list today. So that is a beautiful thing. But yes, today we're going to have a very adult conversation. Yes, we're going to have a very adult conversation. I think it's a conversation that is much, much needed. But we're going to be talking about parenting, right? Especially parenting while navigating the LGBTQ community. We want to hear from you if your style of parenting is just completely different from your parents, you know, your own parents' style of parenting. And again, especially if you are a part of the LGBTQ community, We want to hear from you if you are a parent, or if you are a parent of an LGBTQ individual, you know, if you are parenting and trying to navigate the parenting world with someone, with your child that is in the LGBTQ community, we would love, love, love to hear from you. And the main reason that I felt like this topic was important to me was because of my line, right? Without giving too much away, I serve the LGBTQ community, right? I am a case manager. I am a trauma-informed case manager, but I particularly work with the LGBTQ youth. And in my line of work, you know, I see it firsthand. I see those that come from the LGBTQ community that are trying to navigate their world. And some of them, their experience is that they've been put out of their family home, you know, simply because they identify, you know what I mean? So it is definitely something that is near and dear to my heart. And we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you. We want to hear some tips and tricks, I guess, you know, if you feel like you are just acing it in that world, just being a parent, and we want to hear from you though. We definitely want to hear from you. And then again, because we are coming up on, Trans Awareness Week, right? Trans Awareness Week is November 13th through the 19th. So we want to hear about your experiences. And then, you know, the next thing that we're going to be talking about, I know that was long-winded, my bad. I know it was super long-winded. I'm sorry about that. And then we're going to be talking about, again, what's tomorrow? Dun, dun, dun. It is election day. Yay. We are excited about that. We're going to talk about that as well. We want to know how you're feeling about that, you know. We want to know if what politicians you're feeling, what are some politicians, what are they saying? Some things that they're saying that's making you like, I don't know. Or what are they saying? It's like, yes, I'm with that. You know, check, check, check. Are they checking all of your boxes? What's going on there? But yeah, we're going to get into all of that. That's all I have to say.
I love it. I love it. Sometimes you got to be long-winded. You know, sometimes you just got to let all the wind be long and it's fine. You know, so I'm excited for this show. It's going to be great. And I can't wait to get into the topics because as a youth worker, I too have dealt with those youth whose families have disowned them totally for them being who they are. Simple as that. So I want to clap it up for all of our LGBTQIA and our trans siblings out there being your whole selves, you know, because baby, the strength y'all show is beyond and it is extremely admirable. So happy pre-trans awareness week, you know. Because we're definitely going to spread awareness and be aware and be loving and kind and empathetic and accepting to our trans siblings and everybody. How about that? You know, let people live. Let people be themselves. How about it? So, you know, and then child, this election, my gosh, I'm just so ready to be done with it straight up. You know, I've been kind of disassociating from it a little bit because, I mean, you know, you got to stay sane. And it's a wild race that's going on, you know, like what do Trump even be talking about? Like, where is the coherentness? Where is the thought pattern? Why are we talking in circles? Why aren't we answering any questions? Where are all the plans? There are no plans, but I'm just ready to be done with this. So I just already knew who I was voting for as soon as Kamala announced she was running. So there's that. But sadly, we're in a stanky two-party system. So you know, if you're in a battleground state and you want to exercise your right to vote and you want to vote for independent, because both these people, you know, both of them are like, what? You're not feeling them. But it's sad because your independent vote will show up as a vote for Trump. You know what I mean? It'll just not do what it should do. It won't. It's not giving what it's supposed to be gave. Because that's a two-party system, and that's what we're in. So a shame the system is set up like that, but here we are. Here we are, awesome Rita.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, I want to hop in on that for a second, but yeah. It's so sad because I was thinking about that too, you know, and I was, when we were talking about this, the last show, the independent party, it's like, even if you want to vote for the independent, right, you're going to split the votes. And yeah. So now you have to think about that. It's like, all right, well, truth be told, the independent candidate is not really, you want to go for them, but then it's like, oh man, I'm going to split the votes. And then, like you said, you're giving Trump a leg up. If that, so yeah,
yeah.
You have all of that to think about.
It's stank, but it's almost over. Like, get out there and vote. I voted yesterday. No, I voted the day before yesterday. Less than 5 minutes in and out, got my little I voted early sticker. I was like, ooh, early. Yes, check me out. Being a good civilian out here, you know. So please go vote. Please let your voice be heard. And of course, it's other people on the ballot than just the president and Senate races and representatives and ANCs and council people, all of these things. So your voice definitely matters. Don't just sit this one out, you know, do a quick read if you have to about anybody who's on the ballot and take your behind and go ahead and vote. Okay.
Yes, for sure. Definitely vote. I too is one of those early voters. But yeah, in and out. I definitely appreciate that in DC. Like, I was able to vote anywhere. So a shout out to that. I didn't just have to stay, you know, in my ward. So that was awesome. But yeah, we're going to move on. Again, we're going to get back to that some more. But right now, we're going to kind of try to get into, I guess, yeah, parenting, you know. Let's talk about parenting in the 19 and the 2000s, not the 99 and the 2000s. It's so weird to, you know, like that we're in the 2020s, you know, the 19s and the 20s, the 19 and 20. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
But again, give us a call if you do have any good parenting tips and tricks. Again, especially if you are a part of the LGBTQIA plus community, or if you're actively raising a child that identifies as LGBTQIA plus, give us a call at 202-588-9739. So, I was reading this article, right? So I was reading this article the other day, and it talked about this very topic, right? And I instantly started thinking about the young people that I work closely with, you know, and the trauma that they've endured simply, again, because of their gender expression, their sexual orientation, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And I often find myself questioning how a parent can really disown their own seed, you know, somebody that they actually brought into this world. And again, I will say a disclaimer out there. I am not a parent, right?
Right.
I did not bring anyone into this world. So I have to start there. I am not a parent. I did not birth anyone. I do not have any seeds out there, right? However, I have worked with the youth. I've worked with all ages, and I like to think that I have taken, I've been a parent, right? I've been in a parent role, whether it has been to what my family members, I have nephews, and anyone that knows me knows how much I love my nephews. So whether it is in that role, whether it has been in the role of me caring for what you would quote unquote say step kids, I guess, of mine, or just anyone that I've worked with, right?
Yeah.
So I do want to say that, you know, I am not a parent, but it just baffles me. I just still cannot understand how, just because of how your child presents or shows up in the world, that you can just say, nope, you know what? Not in my house. You can go. I don't care where you go, but you have to. It's just completely disowned. And I know this to be true, again, because of the line of work. It's no exaggeration, right? You know, it's no exaggeration at all. I've seen it, you know, when we have these questions and we ask, why are you, you know, experiencing homelessness? That's why.
Yeah.
So it, you know, again, I start questioning all of those things, you know? And so, but then I was like, I ponder and I arrived at the conclusion. It seems to be that most LGBTQ, you know, plus identified were raised by straight heterosexual parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mighty ironic that some of the same individuals strongly believe that, you know, the LGBTQ plus parents, that it's a lot of myths, you know what I mean, out there when it comes to the LGBTQ community, period, right? And then one of them, in this study, it said that, you know, if you are a parent and you are of the LGBTQ community, that you're going to turn your child gay, you know? And so, and then I started thinking, yeah, it's I don't know, just out there thoughts, right? Yeah. But then that's what brought me to that. It was because it's like, if that's your thinking, then, but most of the community have been raised by heterosexual parents. So I don't, again, it's like, what?
It don't make sense.
What's the logic? Yeah, exactly.
No logic. Like, what? Okay.
There really is no logic to it. But so I wanted to do more research, and then this is what I found. So there was a study done by the American Psychology Association, you know, some years ago, asking both LGBTQ plus and straight parents, as well as their children, questions about the stereotypes, right? LGBTQ parent, these stereotypes being LGBTQ parents, again, will turn your child gay. LGBTQ parents won't have time. This is the crazy part. Won't have time to spend with their child because of the many partners they will entertain.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another is, and even go as far as saying that the children of LGBTQ plus individuals will definitely be more vulnerable to mental breakdowns and will be less psychologically healthy than other children.
Hell, it's because of the heteros that they would be more vulnerable to mental breakdowns or less psychologically healthy, not the gay parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, not the LGBTQIA parents. Good grief.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to think that folks really believe that stuff. Like, crazy. Crazy, yeah. crazy. Yeah.
No, I think it's wild because it's like, you know, people have all of these notions and they really don't make any sense. There's no logic to them. It's just, you know, we fear what we don't know, but, you know, we tend to, you know, I don't know, be very closed-minded and very short-sighted. You know, but some of the most loving and caring parents that I've seen are LGBTQ. Of course, I've seen straight, you know, loving parents, but it's like, what? Why does being in the community have to, or part of the family, you know, why does that have to damn you to all of these things that are negative? Like, what? It doesn't make sense. As long as you love, as long as you create boundaries, as long as you're disciplining, and when I say discipline, I don't mean like physical, like, you know, get the switch, things like that. I mean, you know, discipline. That can be a structure of things that happen when something happens, so on and so forth. You know, I feel like if you have those things, you could decide how you want to parent. You could be a soft parent. You can be, you know, a traditional, all of these ways of parenting. But the main goal is to just love your child for who they are and how they present in the world. And if you have a problem with that, you should look inside of yourself and figure out what is going on in you that you feel like you are having a hard time loving this child because of how they're showing up in the world, you know?
Right. I think that's been the running theme, like lead with love, right?
Yeah.
For the last couple of days, a sidebar for me. But yeah, as long as you're leading with love, and that's, again, that's the question. It's like, it's baffling to me that if this is the person that you love, you brought into the world, like, and you love, how can you just do that? I don't know where we are right now, so I'm going to look to you, Daffo. Do we need to take a break, or what are we doing? Because we do have a guest. Do have some guests, people.
We do.
Yes. I guess we can bring them. I would love to talk to our guests. So yes, we have the lovely Miss Sunny Pinkney. That is a coworker of mine. I don't know if I'm supposed to give all of that information. I don't know. I'm just kind of nervous. But anyway, we do have a guest who is a part of the LGBTQ plus A community. And we have her mom, Miss Nikki. So yes, we have a mother and daughter duo here who is going to share their experience. Miss Sunny Miss Sunny, if you can unmute yourself and, you know, give a little background, a little intro. I don't know if I'm so nervous, guys. I'm so nervous.
It's all good. Awesome. Don't worry. Just breathe.
I want to leave with love and all of those things. But
you always do.
But Miss Sunny is of the transgender world. And so I asked Miss Sunny when we were talking about the show, you know, I definitely shared it, the topic with Miss Sunny. And instantly Miss Sunny was like, you know, I'm going to call in. And so we, you know, went a step further, and I was like, hey, and then my co-host Daffo was like, well, hey, you think they would like to be a part of the show?
Yeah.
And I asked and prayed on it, and you know, it was delivered. So I definitely thank you for being a part of the show and willing to give your experience and your mom's experience and just sharing how, you know, navigating a lot of different worlds, you know, the LGBTQ, the trans community, transgender community, being Black, you know, just all of the things. So we would love
tell us about your experience.
Yes.
My experience is every day. It's still currently going in terms of learning, navigating, understanding that it is about making me happy and what that looks like, but still with leading with grace. I do a lot of accommodating in terms of, you know, with everything is not for everyone.
Indeed.
So in terms of how I navigate with, you know, certain family gatherings and things of that nature, However, one of the things that I would definitely say is the relief that I feel is when I walk into a room, they're basically like, oh, we were just waiting for you to show up. When was you going to show up? You know, yeah. In terms of how I outwardly present myself, because it's always been there, as my mother would say, since what, 5 months old? She is, it's always been, you know, I never like getting dirty, still don't. You have about an hour to two max of, you know, like dirty stuff, like when it comes to like outside work and all of that. And then like, hey, you know, no, we're done with this. We're done with this. We're going to have to rain check that for tomorrow. But those type of things. But, we have a open relationship in terms of communicating. I call it the friend zone with my mom when I was maybe 16 or 17, where it's a safe space to have conversations that you would normally have with a friend or what have you, but needing that reassurance that I was on the right path, and her knowing that my mother wouldn't lead me in the wrong way, but it gave me the opportunity to be as truthful and as authentic as I needed to be without worrying about, oh, you talking to your mommy, you know, you're going to get in trouble because you're being too truthful or what have you. So when I have to have a heart to heart, I'm like, hey, mommy, I'm calling because this is in the friend zone.
Yes.
And it's so unique because sometimes she'll call and she'll do the same thing. Okay, mommy needs to have a friend zone moment or, you know, what have you, where we have a conversation and she's like, this is in the friend zone. This is the safe space and things of that nature. So I'm allowed to be raw and honest and direct. And it has brought us, we've always been extremely close because I grew up with my mother. But at the end of the day, it has brought us even closer, myself, my sister, and my brother. Especially with this, navigating this in terms of my transness and what that looks like and how I show up in the world and all of those things, because to them, I'm just Sunny, you know, always just a bubbly personality, and my feminine energy, as my mother would say, been wrapping rap skirts since I was old enough to grab one of her little scarves and do what it do in each and every color. And don't get me to mention in the clickety clack of the heels. I swear, I still smile when I hear the clickety clack of a heel, preferably mine. When I hear, I'm just like, okay, you know, today's gonna be a good day.
Yes,
today's gonna be a good day.
It is. Yes. I love what you said about the friend zone, because it's like, you know, so many times like youth, they look for answers, but they looking in the wrong place, or they're asking their friends, or, you know, they going to the internet, they going to the socials. But you were blessed to have a safe space in and it was a safe guided space. Like it was a loving, trusted adult who you could just be bare, open, naked, like look vulnerable with. And shout out to Miss Nikki, okay? Because my God, that's a beautiful thing. And I love how you said it, both of y'all have those zones with each other. So it just builds your bond. And you got good guidance, you know what I'm saying? You just wasn't out. It's already I can imagine it being a hard place to navigate, or a challenging place to navigate, because it's so against the flow of the norm, or, you know, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful that you had that experience. And I really wish that a lot of our LGBTQ and trans siblings had that experience with their parents, or maybe a trusted family member. And shout out to those who do, but that just really, that hit it on the head right there, you know. And shout out to Miss Nikki for just allowing that space too. Miss Nikki, where you at? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for being here. And how did you come to be so open and loving to even allow that space for Sunny to have and express these things with you that were so vulnerable So, you know, could be totally different to you. But yeah, how did you grow to do that? Is that just your nature? That's how you are, Miss Nikki?
I think it's a part of my nature, but I'm a teenage mom. And I love being able to say that not many people have been able to relish in the fact that they were a teenage mom, but I am one who relishes in that fact. Sunny was from the beginning a unique soul, a unique spirit. And Sunny was conceived through a rape. So there was a huge disconnection. A huge disconnection, and something in me said, okay, either you're going to do this or you're not. And I am very close to my grandparents, and my grandmother was like, just do it. Just do it. I don't want to worry about it. Was with Sunny and my my daughter. It was just have the children and keep them. And so when it came to Sunny, I was thrown into a situation where I had to deal with Sonny's paternal grandmother. And the whole time during the pregnancy, I wanted to be a girl. I wanted to be a girl. I wanted to be a girl. And I would kind of walk away from that energy. And I say this because when Sonny was about 5 or 6 years old, we were at a bus stop, and this lady was pregnant, and an older woman asked her, what do you want to have? And she said, a girl. And Sunny, just out of the clear blue sky, said, don't put girl or boy on it. Say you want a healthy baby. This is 5 or 6.
Wow.
But Sunny has been different ever since 9 months old, not 5 months old, 9 months old. There was a difference in my child than it was when I was babysitting my cousins. I'm the oldest in the second generation, so I babysit every cousin. I have 6 male cousins and it's 5 females. So I was able to see from the time Sunny was about 9 months old how different Sunny was within other situations with my male cousins. Sunny was totally different. So looking at Sunny from 9 months old, by the time Sunny was 12 months and could walk, Sunny never put on shoes. Sunny went and got mom's heels, whoever's heels, and that is what made them happy. Sunny never had a pacifier. Sunny had a pair of heels. From the time Sunny was 15 months old, any big garment that they could get their hands on, they made dresses, wrap skirts, tank tops, everything. So I went to my grandfather and I said, granddaddy, Sunny's different. Sunny is different. And so my grandfather said, yes, Sunny is. And so what are we going to do about it? And I said, well, granddaddy, I really want to separate my feelings from Sunny. And my grandfather said, well, that's a good start. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? And I say, well, when I think of getting older and living life, what I want for Sunny is to be happy, to be loved, to be happy, to be safe. And so from the time I had that conversation with my grandfather, it was whatever the situation is, ultimately, at the end of the day, I want Sunny to be safe, to be happy, and to be loved. However that appears for Sunny, that's what I want. We can all parent how we need to parent, good, bad, or indifferent. But at the end of the day, if you love your child, if you want love, then you cannot say that because of A, B, or C, I don't want you around. In order to leave with love, you must have a fraction of love to know what it feels like to be able to pass it along. And that comes not just because you have a child. That doesn't come. Love doesn't automatically come because you're blessed with parenthood. It doesn't. Parents come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. So just because you're able to produce a child, male or female, as far as parenthood goes, doesn't mean you're able or you're capable to lead with love. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, in biblical Christianity, mental, all of that, the bottom line with us walking this earth is, in order to give respect and love, it should be reciprocated. You know clearly when it's going to be reciprocated and when it is not. I've always taught Sunny and Tajay and Marcus, don't require something that you cannot give. Do not judge other folks because you don't know their life.
Yeah.
We developed things that were sacred to us because we moved to North Carolina and we didn't have family. So I knew when my older kids were getting older, hey, they need to have an outlet, and there was no family around. So me, Sunny, and Tajay, we talked about how could we talk where they would not be judged. Sunny said, okay, let's have the friend zone. I said, okay, so in this friend zone, whatever you say to me, we're going to be adults about it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bring the mommy energy. It is simply going to be friend. And so from that day up until right now, my children can tell me anything, graphic, anything, and there is no judgment. And the reason for that is because I want them to be able to trust whoever they trust, but I want them to understand that because you feel a certain way or because you feel like you need to experience something, it should not be the death of you. So ask the questions. Come and say, hey, I'm thinking about this, or I've experienced this, but something isn't right. And trust me, I will not judge you. As a matter of fact, my kids have lived lives that I haven't. I've never clubbed. I've never been to any of those things because I was a teenage mom. So as much as I have taught them, I have allowed them to teach me. I think it's a two-way street. And I think if you're honest, if every parent looks back and think about from 0 to 5, you can mold, you can educate, you can do all of that. But by the time your child turns 5, and I'm giving you an estimate, by the time your child turns 5, you understand your child has their own willpower, their own lead. And no matter what you do or how you do it, you can only direct them as long as they need you. Once they no longer need you, if you haven't provided them any other way to be, you're going to take an exit in their life, because it's not just about leading them. It's about understanding that they're a person too. And most folks don't understand that.
Yes.
Wow. What a word. Yes. The whole thing is a sermon, Miss Nikki. What in the, I had a thug tear falling, you know, I said, wow, because my God, like, leading with love, like, shout out, first of all, shout out to you and your strength in the situation and the way in which you got pregnant. Yes. Shout out to you. Shout out to your granddaddy who, you know, was teaching you to lead with love, you know what I mean? And actually helping you put that into practice. And just, you know, just shout out to you and all your kids and just your whole philosophy, because I feel like a lot of LGBTQIA and trans youth, that's what they need. You said so many things that is exactly what they need. And if you just focus on love and not judgment and a judgment-free zone, you can, I'm not a parent right here. I just want to hear all your thoughts. People won't be taking drugs to escape, won't be self-medicating. People won't be exploring ways in which they degradate their body to feel love. People, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just so grateful for all of that you shared. And you as well, Miss Sunny, very grateful as well. We are going to take a slight break. We're a little bit late with the station break, but we're going to take a break and then we're going to be right back. We got some music for y'all. And then we got a few other things, but the conversation is so robust and so great. I just love it. Let's go to the station break, Kalia.
Yes. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome back. So that was, this week we are featuring, the musical artist is Joy Oladokun. She is not actually local, however, she is a part of the LGBTQ plus community. And they are definitely, please check them out. They are definitely giving an ode to Tracy Chapman like no other. Okay, the music is just, it's so therapeutic. Mm. It's really, really therapeutic, like the things that she's talking about, that they are talking about. It's just amazing. They are actually going to be in DC at the Howard Theater this February 7th. At 8 p.m. Yes. So if you want to do a, you know, pre-Valentine, St. Valentine, you know, date with your boo, I think that's definitely worth it. And it'll be a gay old time, you know?
Yes.
So check her out.
I'm trying to be in the room. Let's get some tickets. Let's take our booze. Awesome.
Yeah. Double dates.
Miss Nikki and Miss Sunny, y'all come on too. Check her out. We could all make it a whole big old love fest. Okay.
Okay. Yes indeed. I know we are definitely behind, but I wanted to kind of keep with the conversation if we could. Because everything that you said, Miss Nikki, was just so on point. The leading with love in particular. And I definitely see, and like you said, Dafo, a lot of the youth are lacking it. You know, they really just need love. That's all they want. You know, I need love. What was that? LL back in the day?
LL Cool J.
But yeah, they all just need love. So shout out to you, Miss Nikki, for just even a teen mom and just navigating that. And just having such an adult mindset in navigating that, you know, because I can't imagine how different that was before you to even be that much aware and in tune, right? That I think that speaks volumes to your parenting, because it, you know, sometimes it can fall in between the cracks, right? Especially if you're, you know, the hustle and bustle of everyday life or whatever, if you're not paying attention. But you said from, what was that, from 9 months that you recognized? Yeah.
I recognized Sonny was way different than my other masculine cousins, way different. And so Sonny's transformation and journey, it was actually a delight, because knowing eventually that Sonny's feminine journey would help them become the person that they've always been. You know, the LGBTQ plus community, you know, it's so much, I don't know, it's just such a smog around them. And I'm glad the symbol is a rainbow, because it should be something that uplifts us, because every individual, if you're walking this earth, there is something different about you versus your neighbor. It doesn't matter who you see or who you have as your neighbor. Everybody is going through something. And so I feel like in every sense of the direction, the medical and mental community has let the LGBTQ plus community down as far as advocating for the the community in many different sense. This thing with folks feeling different, this is not something that is just a millennial thing or something that has just evolved. This has been something that they have seen tried and true for generations, for centuries. This is nothing new, but what it spoke about and how it spoke about, you would think that this is something that the LGBTQ community is just, you know, bringing forth out of the clear blue sky. That's, first of all, that is disheartening altogether, because no one walks this earth that I have come across wanting to be so different that it draws others' attention. People want to be seen, but they don't want to draw your attention to your clocking their every move.
Yeah,
right.
And for the mental and the medical community not to advocate that this is a real thing, it's no different from any other issues that people face, I think it's just been a letdown. It, when you come to the politicians and everything that biblical folks say in Christianity, and I've read the Bible, but I'm not a Bible thumper. Bottom line is, love thy neighbor. It don't say love thy neighbor only if they look like the way you want them to look. It says love thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Every last one of us sinning for something. Good, bad, or indifferent. Most of us sinning because we trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
So kill it. It just doesn't make any sense. Then the whole thing with the LGBT community and wanting to have partners or civil ceremonies. Let them. They the only ones who want to pay taxes. They the only ones who want to adopt. Let them. They the only ones that I know of that want to live two parents and a picket fence and a dog and three or four children. Look. And they don't mind adopting. Let them. My whole thing with Sonny is, in the position that Sonny has right now, Sonny 100%, and when I say 100%, manifested the ability to be able to mentor youth and people who were like them every day for 4 years. Sonny played pretend, and they were a myth. They were having a husband and staff and all of that. And I'd be darned if my baby has not manifested everything that they have wanted. So yes, at the end of Sonny's rainbow, whatever that may look like, I know in my heart, when I say, or when I close my eyes, Sonny has been able to be loved, be happy, and be safe. And that's all that matters. Today, tomorrow, or in the end, if you love a person, What should matter is at the end of the day, they are happy, whatever that looks like for them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I know, Sunny, your clients are so happy to connect with you and so happy to have such an example and a representation of who they are and who they can be, just helping them out, helping them get back on their feet, helping them find themselves, helping them shine their light. So I just want to thank Miss Sunny and Miss Nikki. Want to thank y'all so much for coming on the show. You really made it so rich and so full of love and really drove home. Like you gave
tips
and tricks. Okay. So I just really thank y'all for pulling up. Thank you, Awesome Rita, for the co-workers. Shout out for the connections.
Look, it's you know, when you lead with love and you talk about what you're doing and you work with awesome people that's on the same path as you, it makes it easy. So I'm forever grateful, Miss Sunny, Miss Nikki. I would definitely, we've just touched the surface of the conversation. We need to have you both back.
For sure. We'll definitely schedule that. But thank y'all so much for calling in and being on the show. We appreciate you. Hand clap for it. Hand clap. Woo!
Thank you. It was
nice
to meet you all.
Yes,
nice to meet
you. All right, now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh, awesome, Rita.
Both have a great night.
Oh, man. All right. So, I mean, we got about 10 minutes. So, what we want to do we want to grind, talk about what tips a teacup, like one thing, or do we want to go ahead into the haps? We could do maybe one tipping of the tea for each. I like what you call it too. You know, y'all know we was talking about what grinds our gears,
right?
And what tips your teacup. I like that.
You like that? You like that? We didn't even discuss that, but I was like, oh, okay, let's see. It's kind of flowing. All right.
I scratched grind those gears right on out, and I said, what tips your teacup? Okay.
Yes.
Because the teacup tipping. Be tipping. All right.
Okay.
Tip out. Okay.
we can definitely give a what's tipping. What's tipping your teacup?
So I'm driving to the store, you know, on Saturday, adulting and things. And as I'm driving to the store, somebody on a motorized wheelchair is slam in the middle of the street. Okay, you know. Because I really don't want to run nobody over. I really don't want y'all to get clipped up, sideswiped. I really don't. I think it's something about a motor that causes the lovely people who use the motorized wheelchairs to be like, I'm a vehicle. I'm about to be in these streets. But it really makes me nervous because I don't want to hurt y'all. And it's dangerous. Y'all get on the sidewalk, please. Please.
Please get on the sidewalk.
Please.
Please. Please.
Please.
I beg you. Please get on the sidewalk.
With all my heart. I know it's a motor in that thing, but it's no bumpers. It's no glass. It's no metal. It's not crash tested. Not like out on the road. If some, like, come on, y'all got to get on the sidewalk, please. And that's all I'm gonna say, because it comes with love. I'm leading with love, and I want to lead y'all back to the sidewalk so you can be safe. God bless.
Please be safe. Please be safe out there, people. Please be safe.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's your
that
teacup doing?
That is, you know, I, what is tipping my teacup these days? I'm still on the politicians. They are tipping my teacup, and especially because, you know, again, tomorrow is the day that it is, election day. If you haven't voted, please make sure you go out there and vote. But I think I'm just really disappointed with the whole thing. You know, again, I'm just really, really, really disappointed. It it looks like high school. It looks like high school. The bickering, that is tipping my teacup. The bickering back and forth, the bickering is tipping my teacup, and nothing is being done. Nothing is being done. That I don't understand what is it all really for? Like I just don't know. It really took a lot in me to and I'm going to go ahead and say it. It took a lot in me to vote. It really did. I was drained, and I was just if neither one of the nobody's answering any questions. And like you said in the beginning, if Kamala dances around one more question, mm-hmm. and say that her parents are immigrants and she is from the middle class, working class family, and does not answer not a single question, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Politicians going to politician, man. You know, they're going to dance around that thing. But at least she more coherent than Trump's behind, because he don't be talking about nothing. He don't be talking about nothing, not one thing of an inkling of anything. And I really don't understand how people can follow him and be like, yep, that's my man. That's exactly what I mean. What? He just sat here and spoke a bunch of words that didn't even matter and go with each other. He went on all kinds of tangents. He's making gestures. He's, you know, they're hiring comedians who, you know, talk about Puerto Rico, talk about all kind, like, it's just trash. Like, I don't even understand. I think I'm wondering if a lot of his people have like long COVID, if there's been some atrophying of the brain, maybe the racism is just running so deep that the critical thinking is lost somewhere out in space somewhere. So yeah. I don't even know, but God bless.
God bless us all, actually. I don't know if we have a caller. I see.
Oh, we got
a caller here.
I don't know who that is.
All right. No,
I don't know who that is. Who is that for the next show? I've never got a call this way.
This Renee just came on. So I don't know if it's a caller coming in, but I just came on at the last minute of the show. So
Did you want to add a tip or trick to parenting?
You said, did I want to what?
Say it again. Add a tip.
Okay, Renee, go ahead. We about to finish up the show.
I know you about to finish up this the end of the show. So I just came on at the last minute. That's all.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye now.
Okay.
I have no idea. That is not That is all right. That is all right. Shout out to Renee, whoever you were and whoever you are. Anywho, let's get the rundown of the happenings in DC, and then we're gonna go. Well, shoot, we got one more minute. We're gonna give you a few happenings, and then we're gonna roll right on up out of here. All right, y'all. This is WPFW 89.3 FM, and the happenings locally are Queer Voices Unplugged on Trans Day Remembrance, November 20th, 2024, at Bus Boys and Poets at 7 p.m. Check it out.
Yes, and then we also have on November 16th, we have the Our Past, Our Power, Our Purpose Trans Day of Remembrance Brunch. Please check that out. That is going down. I actually had the pleasure of going there, attending last year. We took some of the youth nice. Last year. Shout out to Monroe. Yes, shout out to Miss Monroe. We took some youth. Yes, we took some youth. And the show was phenomenal. I mean, it was amazing. It's a drag brunch. It blew my mind away. The performances, one in particular, Sapphire, please. Oh my gosh, she, woo, amazing. Okay, an amazing show. So please check that out. Again, That is going down on November 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's what we have.
All right. And that's our time, y'all. This has been a gay old time. I'm Daffo.
And I'm Awesome Rita.
And it's the Inside Out Collective, y'all. We see y'all next first Monday.
Bye.
Yes. Production.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Shout out to Miss Nikki and Miss Sunny. Peace. Thank you. Shout out to Miss Nikki and Miss Sunny. Peace.
Yes.